What's up? It's Ray here, hanging out with you on 101.7 The Beach. I have a special guest in here tonight, actually. It's a treat, if you will, because we're going to be a part of the 15th Annual Teeny Awards going down this Sunday at Southampton High School. So in here right now, I have Anita, the coordinator for the Teeny Awards. Hello.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I am fabulous.
Wonderful.
I'm honored to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, well, thank you so much for coming. You know, I'm so glad you could stop by and get me, you know, pumped up. That's why I wanted to have you here, because you've been here talking to me about it for a little bit, and it's getting me amped up. So I thought, what better way to get everybody else pumped up than have you. So just so you know, if you don't know what the Teeny Awards are, they're pretty much like the Tonys for the East End. And that goes
That's right. That's right.
They have all the trimmings. They have a red, like a red carpet and everything.
We have a step and repeat with all of the logos of our amazing sponsors. We appreciate them so much. Empire National Bank, Macy's. But yeah, we wouldn't be able to put it on without the support of them and you guys, 101.7 The Beach. I've been listening to your spots all week.
It's awesome to be a part of it because it's such a big there must be like a lot of preparation that goes into it because it's like a whole event. It's not just a little thing.
No, no. I just kind of throw it together at the very last minute.
So when do you
That's the opposite of true.
So when do you actually like start getting everything together?
Everything starts in August. In August is when I start coordinating the judges. The judges are integral to the entire process. They are the ones who are going out to see all of the different productions. I think we have 24, 25 different shows. And that's between October and the end of April is when our adjudication year is open. And yeah, the judges have to go out and see all the shows. I actually have two judges who saw every single production. And it's difficult because of the way the school calendars are set up. A lot of times the shows will have four or five on one weekend. So they're literally seeing the Thursday night show, the Friday night show, the Saturday night, and then Sunday matinee. I'm like, that's more dedication than I have to
intense.
Be able to
like,
go.
Wow.
So yeah, that's the first and, you know, most important part, because making sure that there are enough judges at each show so that it's fair, so that every student gets proper representation when it comes down to the final scoring. I work really, really hard throughout the year to make sure that as many judges are getting to as many shows as possible to keep it as fair as possible. It's never going to be a perfect system, but you know, we're doing our best to keep it fair for the kids and to really keep the entire event about supporting and uplifting performing arts. And, you know, I think I've been coordinating, this is my fourth and unfortunately final year at the helm. Yeah, I know. But I have an incredible woman who's going to be taking over for me, Kristen Kersey. She is beyond fabulous, and she's just going to take this entire program and sprint it into the next level of amazing. But yeah, so that's the biggest part of the preparation. And then we get into the actual preparing of the event, which is finding a school who is willing and able to host, which this year is Southampton High School, which has really been great. James Tartaglia at Southampton has been really wonderful to work with, and the students that he has are really excited to stage manage and to jump in and perform and to help us out. We have a student lighting designer.
Wow, it's literally everything is coming together. So it must be such a great buildup. And then the final night of Sunday night, it's going to be just amazing.
Yeah, I feel like I'm like my water just broke. And I'm about to go into labor, birthing the teenies.
Well, thank you so much.
Is that too graphic for the radio?
No, I guess we'll find out, right?
Yeah, if you guys get fined, you can send the bill over to East End Arts.
All right, maybe we'll split it. We'll see. But thank you so much. We all honestly appreciate everything that you're doing and everything that everyone involved to put on such an amazing production. But there's morning music coming your way, and then afterwards we're going to learn more about the Teeny Awards, about everything going on with that. It's Ray and Anita.
We are here with you on 101.7 The Beach.
What's up? It's Ray here, still hanging out with Anita, the coordinator for the 15th Annual Teeny Awards going down this Sunday at Southampton High School. How you doing?
I am doing great. Thanks, Ray.
Doing great. So we have the 15th annual Teenie Awards coming up, and it's not, like we've said before, it's not like a little thing. There are so many different schools participating and so much that's coming together for this one night. Like, what are some of the schools that are participating?
Well, we have 16 schools on the East End that participate. Bridgehampton, Center Mariches, East Hampton, Greenport, Hampton Bays, Longwood, Matatuck, McGann Mercy, Pearson, Riverhead, Ross School, Shelter Island, Shoreham Wading River, Southampton, Southold, and West Hampton Beach.
Wow.
That was off the top of my head. I definitely was not reading that off of a list.
Yeah, I know, right?
It's incredible. I'm very talented. Okay, there was definitely a list. And I'm excited because, so when I took over the Teenie Awards, they always had a tradition of having a couple of schools bring a performance to the award ceremony. It would be maybe two, maybe three, if you were feeling particularly, you know, adventurous. Over the course of my time, I kind of upped that to four, five, six. Wow. I think last year we had seven. This year, as my farewell, I wanted to get as many schools involved as possible, as many students. I think we have easily over 100 students who are going to be in performing, maybe even closer to 150. And we have 10 different acts coming in. They're shorter, but I'm really excited because I feel like the Teenie Awards, that's what it's about. It's about celebrating the performing arts. It's about bringing the kids together. Since I've been running the program, I've seen a lot of students and directors and parents. You know, they come to me and ask me for the schedule for the other school so they can go and support the other programs. And I think there's a lot of inspiration that kids are drawing from each other. There's a lot of new shows that are, you know, being considered because they saw, you know, their friends over at Southold do it or over at Pearson. So it's been really nice, and I'm excited to be able to showcase their work, whether they're nominated or not. Like, just being involved in a high school theater production is humongous. Like, it's such a big deal.
Yeah.
It's so... The family, like everything that you build, your theater family, your I love it. Okay.
So, I totally agree, though. Honestly, it's amazing to be a part of that community because I used to do theater in high school. Mm-hmm. I did. My senior year, I wasn't like a full-blown theater kid. I was sort of like half and half.
Uh-huh.
But just the family that you get from
what
doing
show?
Theater.
What show did you do?
Hello, Dolly.
Oh, my gosh.
I was Horace Vandergelder in Hello, Dolly, my senior year of high school.
That's so great. So you probably loved that bit in WALL-E where it's like got the little hat.
Yeah, right? It was great. So, yeah, but I think it's so great that it's not just an awards ceremony that we're going to see. It's legitimately a whole, like, experience, full, like, production. There's so many different performances that you guys got going on.
Yes. Well, I also, I run with my very good friend, Kasia Klimiuk, who will also be there helping to, I might be the one whose title is coordinator of the Teenie Awards, but the Teenie Awards do not happen without my ace team. That includes my husband, Michael Contino, who like keeps me sane throughout this whole process. Kasia helps coordinate things once we get there. Kristen has been helping the last couple of years, which is why I know she's going to, you know, be incredible at the helm. And Dan Santangelo he manages all of the Mr. and Miss Teenie Awards. He has been doing that for the last 3 years. And he actually told me earlier this month, he was like, oh, I'm not sure if I can come. And I was like, well, then I'll change the date because I'm not doing it unless you're there. it just can't happen. It can't happen. Some of the highlights that I'm really excited about, some of the schools that are going to be performing, we have Riverhead is coming out. And a lot of these schools have not performed since I've been doing the Teenie Awards. So I'm excited to see some of these new schools. Riverhead's performing Mama, I'm a Big Girl Now from their show Hairspray. Over at Matatuck, we have the cast of The Drowsy Chaperone. They're going to be singing Stumble Along. There were two productions of Drowsy Chaperone this year. The other one was at Pearson High School. They're actually going to be bringing a scene from the show, which is going to be really cool because we don't often, like, it's easier to get the big song and dance routines up, you know, very crowd-pleasing. But there was one scene that Matthew Scavone, he was the lead, the man in chair, I think is the title of the role. This one scene, I was just on the edge of my seat. I was laughing. I was like about to cry. I was like, this scene is brilliant. It's the live while you can. You don't know if he's saying leave while you can or love while you can or live while you can or leave. I can't remember. You'll have to come on Sunday and see what it is. But so those are some really awesome ones. We also have our host school, Southampton High School. They are doing It Takes Two from Into the Woods. Southold is going to be bringing one of their numbers from Les Mis, Les Miserables. One Day More. Which
Ooh,
is,
that one is, that's totally my favorite. Honestly. Yeah. That's going to be such a great moment. I might stand up. I honestly might stand up and
do
march
it.
With you guys. So.
Yes. Oh, please do. Please do. East Hampton is bringing Carnival from In the Heights. Mm. West Hampton Beach is bringing Do Re Mi from The Sound of Music, which I'm actually total tangent, but I have a student who's in the Broadway touring company right now of
Ooh,
Sound of Music.
Wow.
And I get to see her in 2 weeks in Washington, D.C. I'm so proud of her. Dakota Quackenbush, major shout outs. She's Brigitte in the cast. So it's going to be a really, really fun time. Who did I miss? The More We Dance from Dirty Rotten Scoundrels. That is exciting because that was a student choreographer. So Ooh. We get to kind of showcase their student choreography. Same with the number Prey from Once on This Island at Greenport. That was also a student choreographer. Some really talented students. Right. And I'm a choreographer. Actually, I choreograph for Southhold. And I was watching some of these shows and I was like, dang, these kids are going to put me out of work. let's see. We also have Show People from Curtains on Shelter Island. And I Have a Love, a Boy Like That from West Side Story at Shoreham Wading River.
Wow. So, yeah, as you can see, there's so many different like performances and productions, but they're all amazing. Mm-hmm. And I think it's really cool that you're throwing in that one scene that you talked about. Like, that's a more of a change of pace. It's not like this big musical number. Mm-hmm. It's like this, you know, actual scene. And I think it's really great because it shows the acting aspect that also goes into theater, live theater, that people, you know, sometimes forget. It's not all about the dancing, and you have to genuinely act, you know, at points and have really good timing and all that. So,
The dramatic and comedic timing on this piece was really beautiful.
Yeah, and it takes a lot to, you know, put into that. So I'm glad they're getting some appreciation for that as well. So it's definitely going to be it's going to be a lit night.
Like, oh, lit F.
Like, exactly. Yeah. Defines lit.
And it's open to the general public. Like, you don't have to know. Like, this is going to be an incredible show. I produce, Kasha and I run our fabulous variety show. We're a theater company out here on the East End. And that's why I wanted to put all these numbers in. I was like, this could be like a whole showcase of all this incredible talent. We've got all this talent at our fingertips. Why not let them do their thing again? I mean, isn't that whenever you close a show, isn't that the thing you want to do? Like, as soon as you take that last bow, you're like, I need to do this again.
I still have that about my high school show. I'm like, come on, guys, let's do it.
Like, reunion.
All righty. Well, thank you so much. We're still more new music coming your way, and we still got more info, including the exact awards that are going to be given and the nominees and all that other fun stuff with Anita
on 101.7 The Beach.
Hanging out with Ray on 101.7 The Beach. I'm still here with Anita, the coordinator for the 15th Annual Teeny Awards, going down this Sunday at Southampton High School.
Yes.
It's going to be absolutely lit. And a lot of awards are going to be given. I love that you guys recognize and you award legitimately everything. Like, all the way down, you have an award for best playbill / poster design.
Yes, I think that's really important because a lot of people want to be involved in high school theater who don't necessarily want to be on stage. So we recognize, we give a winner for the best playbill and poster design. And we also recognize all the technical and stage manager positions. Those are harder to, we don't currently give out like a winner necessarily for those because unfortunately the discrepancy in the different school budgets kind of doesn't make that as fair of a situation. But we definitely recognize everyone who's involved, assistant directors, lighting design, audio design, stage managers, crew chiefs, and everything else that goes in because it's so important. Like, you can't do this, what you're doing on stage without a very strong crew behind the scenes.
Exactly. It's like having a musical just without an ensemble. It's not the same. It doesn't have the same energy, emotion. So I think it's really great that you give so much appreciation to just everybody, not just, you know, the people actually on stage. But so what are some of the other awards that you're going to be giving out?
We recognize supporting actor and supporting actress in both plays and musicals, and also lead actors and actresses in plays and musicals. We did not have enough. Sometimes, you know, it's always every year at the pool of judges, they get to determine what the awards are. So sometimes we do a best actor or actress in a one-act play, but we didn't have enough. There wasn't enough of a of a pool of one-act plays this year, so we didn't have that category. But we did include them in the supporting actor and actress in a play. So they were all, everybody's included. We do a Judge's Choice Award, and that is different every year as well. Sometimes it goes to an ensemble. Sometimes it goes to a particular number. This year it went to the number Carnival from In the Heights at East Hampton. And they're going to get to... The whole cast is going to get to go up on stage and accept their award, and then as soon as they're all up there, the music starts, and they're going to show us the number.
Just throwing them right out there.
That's right. I'm going to be like, "You won. Show us what you got. Show us what you got, guys." let's see what else. This is a couple of my favorite categories. Outstanding performer. An outstanding performer can be nominated anyone who is not in the running for supporting or lead actor or actress. So we're talking about like that person in the ensemble who maybe has one line or not even any lines, but is just always on and they're always in the moment and always selling, you know, their story and almost, you know, making you not pulling attention, because that's also an important distinction. You don't want to be obnoxious, but just adding so that extra layer that's so important to create the depth in the shows, which is very difficult, I think, at the high school level. And so we have a nice pool of people who are nominated for that as well. And I'm just gonna let my bias show right here. My favorite category, outstanding choreography. I have so much respect for anyone, especially in this category. It's peers choreographing and teaching their peers, which can be very difficult. And some of the numbers that they were able to not only create but then translate onto their student friends and peers were just unreal. And I was getting kind of pissed, you know, these kids putting me out of work. But, you know, I'm excited for all of them and for some of them to get to showcase their work on stage.
Yeah, I think that's honestly awesome, because I feel like if there was anybody who could teach me how to dance easily deserves an award, you know.
Well, you got to come to me this summer. I'm not going to let this go. We are friends on Instagram now.
All right.
I've got your number.
All right. I'll definitely give that a shot.
I'm going to get you tap dancing for my next show.
But be warned, you might be questioning your life choices by the end of it. So
that's fine. One of us will be. Yes, I'm sure.
So I'm so glad that everybody gets, you know, appreciation and gets respected all around, you know, for these awards and everything you guys got going on here. So there's more new music coming your way, and we will say goodbye to Anita and tell you, you know, finishing touches on what's going down Sunday at the 15th annual Teening Awards at Southampton High School. It's Ray hanging out with you and
Anita at 101.7 The Beach.
All right, we're finishing up here with Anita, the coordinator from the Teenie Awards. The 15th annual one is going down this Sunday.
That's right. The 15th annual East End Arts Teenie Awards.
Oh, look at you going in, all in.
That's
on
our
that.
That's our opening number.
Yeah, you said it was based off something else. You like rewrote.
Yes, actually, brilliant husband Michael rewrote the lyrics to the opening number for 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee to be the 15th annual East End Arts Teenie Awards.
That's amazing. Yes. See, right there, creativity, musical creativity. That's awesome. I'm so glad for the Teenie Awards, you know, because like you said, you said it better than I could have ever said. You said it, the reason why it even started in the first place, the mission was to give kids, how'd you say it? To give.
Well, you know, there are dozens of awards, ceremonies, certificates, trophies, everything for kids who compete in sports. And at the time, there was really not that much going on for kids who were putting in countless hours and just as much blood, sweat, and tears into their theatrical performances and shows. And so it was Toni Munna. She was the original coordinator, my Yoda. And Pat Snyder, the executive director at East End Arts, and they decided to put something together to honor and recognize the incredible amounts of work that go into putting on shows. And it has grown from there. And it's really cool that East End Arts, this is all through the East End Arts, and I've found their mission here, and it's so appropriate. They're committed to building and enriching the community through the arts by way of education, support, advocacy, and inspiration. And I really feel like the Teenie Awards is a perfect example. It's a perfect program to fit into that mission, because that's exactly what we do. I just made myself a little note so I wouldn't forget to say this, but the judges, every year at our end of the year meeting, they're always blown away by the performances, by the caliber, by the improvement. You know, we've had judges who've been doing this since day one, who've been judging the shows for the last 15 years. And, you know, they see the kids as eighth graders, ninth graders up until they graduate. They kind of like follow their careers afterward. We have Teeny Award alums who are on Broadway now who are producing. It's really incredible, like what they're able to go out and do. And then the fact that even when they're out doing all these great things, the Teeny Award, even a nomination, still means so much to them. It's still, you know, a lot of students put it on their college resumes, like or their applications, and I was nominated for a Teeny Award, and it means something. It's not, you know, it's a really meaningful thing. And the judges note the improvement in students in over the course of the Teeny Awards, that maybe the program has helped to inspire kids to go see each other, to really up their game. You know, they're taking it to that next level of, you know, friendly competition, and hopefully friendly. Guys, keep it friendly. We are in the arts. We have enough problems. We do not need to attack each other.
But honestly, I think that's beautiful. And I that's why I wanted you here today, is because I think what we've learned through everything is that this isn't just an awards ceremony. It's literally, I could say a bunch of different adjectives, but what it all comes down to is it's the Teeny Awards.
It is the Teeny Awards.
That's what it is. That's right. It's going to be the 15th annual Teeny Awards. It's going down Sunday at Southampton High School. If you're not doing anything, actually, if you are doing something,
cancel those plans.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
They are not going to be as good as the Teeny Awards.
Because even if you don't like particularly know some of the songs that are going to be in it, like you said earlier, like you didn't know some of the shows that were in it, but after the Teeny Awards you saw it, and it opened you up to like so
absolutely
many more shows and so many things that you would have not heard of. That's just an amazing
songs
experience.
That I've added to my karaoke repertoire, you know. Exactly. All from seeing the kids sing them at their shows.
So yeah, that's what's going down Sunday. It's going on from
1:30. We have the red carpet, so you can come see everyone all glitzed and glamorous, and they're going to be interviewed by you.
Yes.
1017 The Beach is going to be there. We also have Waldo Cabrera from MyLITV. He's going to be there. Tom Kochi, amazing photographer, he's going to be there, snapping shots of everyone. And the ceremony itself begins at 3 p.m. and we'll run until about 5 p.m. And it's just going to be full of incredible performances and tears and laughter and all the wonderful things that we love about showbiz.
It's going to be everything with all the trimmings included. So thank you so much, Anita.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me.
Of course. We love having you here, and we love supporting the awesomely awesome Teeny Awards. This was Ray hanging out with you, 1017
The Beach.